trouble, and in my town, I'll put a stop to that.
The kid dropped the reins of the pack horse and the extra saddle mount, then sent the buckskin galloping after Tate. The trail turned into the main street of Copperhead Springs. The shots were coming from the center of town. Tate reined in about 50 feet in front of the kid and swung down smoothly from the saddle, his feet hitting the ground before his horse ever stopped moving. The marshal might have trouble remembering some things, but he was still mighty spry for his age. He had come to a halt in front of the Trailblazer Saloon, which appeared to be a large, successful establishment. By the time the kid reined in and dismounted, Tate had bounded up the steps to the boardwalk. Gun in hand, he started toward the saloon's batwing entrance. The shots had stopped for the time being, but they might start again without any warning, especially if Tate charged in there blindly with his gun drawn.
Marshal, maybe you'd better...
A man came flying through one of the saloon's front windows. He landed on the boardwalk, rolled under the railing, and dropped off the edge. Tate had paused with his left hand on one side of the bat wings, ready to thrust it open. He turned his head to stare in surprise at the man crashing through the window. Before the marshal could start inside again, a big man bulled his way through the doorway, slapping the bat wings aside. The swinging doors smacked into Tate.
You better watch where you're going, Grandpa.
No, you're the one who'd better watch out, mister.
The man glared murderously as he swung his head around to look at the kid. He was huge, with slab-muscled shoulders, seemingly as broad as an ox yoke, long gorilla-like arms, and a big gut that looked soft but probably wasn't. Black stubble covered his cheeks, and his hat was pushed back on a thatch of equally coarse black hair.
What'd you say, mister?
I said you should watch where you're going. That man you just knocked down is the marshal of Copperhead Springs.
What, that old fool?
I show you who's an old fool, you big lummox.
The big man's face went from being arrogant and mildly amused to cold, vicious, and ruthless in an instant. He drew back a leg that seemed as big as a tree trunk, and the kid knew he was about to kick Tate before the old lawman could reach the fallen gun. In a blur of speed, the kid palmed out his Colt and pointed it at the big man.
Don't do it. I'll put a bullet in you before I let you hurt that man.
You don't know what you're doing.
I'm helping a friend. Marshal, can you get up?
Of course I can get up.
He snatched his gun from the boardwalk and scrambled to his feet.
I'm not hurt. I just tripped and lost my balance.
That's good. Maybe you'd better go check on that fellow who got thrown through the window.
Tate went down the steps and hurried over to the man who still lay huddled in the street next to the boardwalk. He knelt beside the still figure and rolled it over.
This man's dead, kid. He's been shot 3 times.
Self-defense. You can ask anybody in the saloon, they'll tell you.
The kid had a hunch the people in the saloon would say whatever they thought this monster wanted them to say. A number of pale, worried faces were looking through the windows, intently watching the tense confrontation on the boardwalk, but taking no part in it. Tate came back over to the steps.
I'll ask the people in the saloon, all right. Hell, I'll ask anybody who'll talk to me, and I'll get to the bottom of this. I can promise you that much, mister. But I'll do it after I've locked you up.
What are you talking about? You can't lock me up.
We'll see about that. What's your name?
You don't know who I am.
If I knew, I wouldn't be asking, now would I? Tell me your name, blasted.
I'm Jed Ahern, Ramrod out of the Broken Spoke, you old fool.
Keep a civil tongue in your head. You're already looking at a possible murder charge.
It was self-defense, I tell you.
And it won't do you any good to lie about where you work. Ed McAfee's the foreman at the Broken Spoke. Known him for years.
Ed who?
Marshal, we can hash this out later. Maybe we'd better get this fella locked up.
That's a good idea.
Which way's the jail?
Why, it's right down to...
Tate began to look around in confusion. The kid had suspected as much. The marshal's office in jail was probably somewhere along Main Street. The town wasn't so big they couldn't find it. He had a feeling it wasn't Tate's office anymore, though. Which left the question of where the actual marshal of Copperhead Springs might be.
Come on.
The big man shook his head and stayed where he was, his legs planted firmly on the boardwalk like the tree trunks they resembled.
You're loco! I'm not going anywhere with you! You don't have any right to arrest me! You're the ones breaking the law, not me!
You see that badge on the marshal's vest?
I see a hunk of tin, it don't mean nothing to me. He ain't the marshal here, so he's got no right to arrest me.
Now I know you need to be locked up saying I'm not the marshal. You're not in your right mind. Now, are you coming along peacefully, or do I have to buffalo you and drag you?
Somebody was in a mighty big hurry. Tate turned his head to look. With speed shocking in such a massive, ape-like figure, Ahern made a move, leaping toward Tate. The kid couldn't risk a shot. Ahern and the old lawman were too close together. Ahern's hands clamped down on Tate's shoulders. Whirling, he literally threw Tate at the kid. Ahern leaped at the kid, clearly intending to stomp him to death. With Doom literally looming above him, the kid moved fast, throwing himself to the side and flinging his hands up to grab Ahern's boot. The kid rolled onto hands and knees and quickly pushed himself to his feet.
I'm gonna kill you!
With nimble speed that was so surprising, he charged the kid, throwing a looping right. The kid stepped in close to hook a left and a right into the big target that was Ahern's belly. Using the same arm he had missed with, Ahern brought it sweeping back around. Before the kid could catch his balance, Ahern was on him again. The kid was in a bear hug. It was just about the worst thing that could happen. The kid's speed and quickness were the only advantages he had, and those didn't amount to much against Ahern. He was so much quicker than the kid had expected. Jerking his head back, the kid quickly drove it forward, lowering it so the crown of his forehead slammed into Ahern's nose. The big man came barreling at the kid like a runaway train. The kid waited until the last possible second to move, then threw himself aside. Ahern plowed into the saloon wall at full speed.